In the 60s, the Vietnam War was raging and it was very divisive. Our flag was being burned. And you can take it from here because that bothered you.
Well, it was just a frustrating time being brought up the way I was. And again, you know, there's people that are just as patriotic as I am and don't feel like you got to have to do anything to show it, even fly the flag or wear a pin. But I was at church one day at the First Presbyterian Church, and our minister was talking about patriotism, and I just started thinking and dreaming a little bit. Didn't listen to the rest of the sermon very much, but I went home, and I knew the guy that ran the Myriad Convention Center and asked him to tomorrow morning call me and see if that place is available on June such and such. That very day, I even called Washington, D.C. to find out about a U.S. Army band. It's kind of funny with the connections. I got a hold of a guy by the name of Jimmy Rowland, who was from El Reno, Oklahoma. So for our first three shows, we had the Strategic Air Command Band from off of the Air Force Base in Nebraska. But that was just the beginning of the planning of it all. But I knew you had to have a place to do it. And I knew we needed to have a band. I could build it from there. Then you had to get money to do it. But the first thing we did was to call all of the Oklahoma City broadcasters, radio and television, and formed the Oklahoma City Association of Broadcasters. Now, we talked earlier about the Oklahoma broadcasters, but this is just Oklahoma City. So we all chipped in to do it. And we wanted to do a Stars and Stripes Park, which is still out here and going quite well. We had a Bob Hope Pavilion out there, and Red Skelton came in for it. But we started building that show, and we syndicated it, John, on about 200 stations in the late 60s and early 70s. So when we tried to get it on NBC, they wouldn't do it. But when they saw that most of those 200 affiliates were NBC stations, they were getting preempted, taken off their programming. So they agreed to do it only if we sold the spots. And they told me how much they'd be, and we sold them all. And it kind of shocked them. And long story short, we were able to achieve network status, and it was on NBC for several years. We did this from 69 to 76, and 76 it was a two-hour show. But we were able to get Bob Hope and Dionne Warwick and Kate Smith and Les Brown's band and Ed McMahon and Tennessee Ernie Ford and on and on and on. And I could name many more if you wanted me to, but that gives you an idea.
These were 4th of July performances.
Yes.
Right.
Now, we did it on the 4th of July the first year. You got in free if you were wearing red, white, and blue. Later, when we were on television, we had to tape it and edit it for broadcast on July 4th. I remember Bob Hope didn't do it with us in 1976. He had his own show and I kidded him about this, and I don't mean to be dropping the names, but we did talk quite a bit, strangely enough, because he's always a hero when I listen to him on radio, but our ratings were better than his, so that was fun. One interesting thing with Bob Hope, when he came a few years after we finally was able to entice him to be here, we started out at the State Fair at the arena, and fortunately we finally went down to the Myriad, but every time he'd come, we always followed the circus. And the circus drew a lot of flies, and they were all over him. They were all around him, and he was yelling at me, "Lee Allen, can you do something about the flies?" Well, we did. We got some sprays and got some fly swatters, etc. I finally rented a mobile home, air-conditioned, great, huge, big one, and kept spraying around it. So when he went into this dressing room, we didn't have the flies in there. So that was a kind of a memorable experience. Mm-hmm. The other one was when Red Skelton was here, one of our first years when we were going. They started an Honor America Day in Washington. They weren't having, like they're doing today, great shows out of Washington, the fireworks, etc. Very moving show. We started that in 69, Stars and Stripes. They started in about 71, having Honor America, I think it was. We had Red Skelton. They called and says, "Can we get Red Skelton to come from Oklahoma City to be on our show?" At this time, we were pre-recording it. We're going to edit it. So I said, "Okay, we'll put him on early, and when we edit it, we can do it in the afternoon. But what can you do for us?" And they said, "Well, we're sending a plane out there to pick him up." I said, "Do you have somebody on your show you could send to us?" And they sent us Jim Lovell, the astronaut. So we had a little trade going. So he just wheeled and dealed, but I thought it was a cute story.
Yeah, Bob Hope, you were around him quite a bit.
Uh-huh.
Talk to us about him a little bit. If it was just the two of you, was he always dropping one-liners? Was he funny all the time or just to perform?
No, I wouldn't say so. I had so many people to deal with. I was with him quite a bit, but I had Sugar Smith here, who was a detective in town, in the police department, that took care of him, particularly after the first year, because I had to get him a masseur at 2 a.m. in the morning, and I had to get him lemon pie, which he liked. And none of that was a problem. I know I've dealt in the service with people like that, with Eddie Fisher, who wanted everything, but Bob wasn't a one-liner all the time, but he was fun. I mean, he laughed a lot. He was very fun to be around, but he didn't talk about himself, and he was mostly getting a lot of jokes from Sugar Smith. I might get in a couple, but he was a very decent human being. It's funny, he didn't have a plane for a long time. He'd call here and say, "Lally, I'm going to be in Wichita, Kansas. Can you get me a flight to Dallas?" And we were able to do that. That's kind of why I came. But here again, it's the connections. I had a good friend, Don Klosterman, I was in the service with in Munich. He was a great football mind. The last job he had was the head guy for Los Angeles Rams. And I was playing golf with him at Bel Air. He introduced me to Les Brown, and Les Brown connection turns me into getting Bob Hope and others, because he had Fred McMurray playing with him. So Fred McMurray comes for a golf tournament or two. So it's these connections. It's not me. It's just knowing people that can help me and help make things happen.